The four Republicans wore nearly identical dark blue suits and solid colored ties. Their words often matched also. When asked about health care policies, the candidates all said they favor creating medical savings accounts. They also all voiced support for the war in Iraq. There was some difference of opinion on the economy and the role foreign powers like China play in American job losses. Candidate Tim Michaels, a contractor from Brownsville, said the Chinese government is manipulating its currency. That makes Chinese goods less expensive than American products.
We need to use the tools that we have, short-term trade barriers and short-term tariffs. As a policy, they don't work. But we need to have countries like China start to play fair.
Longtime State Senator Bob Welch from Red Granite agreed that China cheats on its currency and intellectual property rights, but Welch said the U.S. can't erect walls.
We can't try to adopt a European system of putting up the walls. We need to adopt our model, which says we'll compete with you if you're fair. And we got to think about that when we're signing these trade deals.
Welch criticized incumbent Senator Russ Feingold and others in Congress for not passing the Bush administration's energy policy. He said that hurts the overall economy, as evidenced by rising gas prices. The price of gas was familiar territory for another candidate, Milwaukee-area car dealer Russ Darrow. Darrow also attacked Feingold for holding up the energy policy. Part of it includes drilling for gas in this country.
I think with the competitive spirit we have here, our oil companies could get something up and cranking and producing oil from nothing in Alaska in a matter of several months.
The fourth candidate in the GOP-sponsored debate was Robert Gerald Lorge, an attorney from Bear Creek. He said the United States can't compete against what he called the communist Chinese slave trade without enacting currency controls.
You can't have 1.3 billion people in China demanding oil and expect we're going to have cheap oil when we've got empty factories right here in the valley. Let's solve that problem and the gas pump will solve itself.
The debate in De Pere was the first in a series. Four more are planned around the state in the next month. The Republican Senate primary will be decided on September 14th. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.